Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July the 25th. We're back here again for another wonderful episode of Health Talk. I am your host. My name is Donald Snowden. Thank you so much for joining the call today. And I want to, before we get started, wish a happy birthday to my number one fan and my main man, John Bryan. He is 78 years old today. Wonderful young man. Not on any prescription drugs. Plays in bands and washes his own car, cuts his own grass, cooks his own food. I mean, at 78 years old, to be able to have the vibrance and the energy that he has to be able to do the things that he is able to do is just nothing but a testament to, one, taking care of yourself, feeding your mind and body the good things, and two, understanding that we don't get everything we need from our food, so therefore some added nutrition is needed. And today, it is his birthday, and so he's out. He won't be on the call today, but I did get to talk to him earlier and wish him a happy birthday. And he's out, hopefully celebrating and having a wonderful time. You only get to be 78 one time, and it's a whole lot of us that we know, or a whole lot of people that we know that didn't make it to 78. So the further you get up there, the more important they become. And according to him, the faster they come. So just want to wish him a happy birthday and enjoy, you know, I enjoy having him on the call and enjoy him, you know, being part of the dialogue and really going out and pushing this mission that we push every day. And so, you know, we look forward to having him back next week, but want him to enjoy himself and have a good time. Today we have you know, a pretty packed call. If at any point in time you have a question, you press 1, and then that will cue me that you have a question or a comment, whatever it might be, and I'm able to bring you on and have you ask your question. We will address that question until you're satisfied. And if there's anything we need to do above and beyond that after the call is over, we'll take the necessary steps to get there. And hopefully I'd like to, I may have another one of my good friends joining me that I really am excited to have you guys hear from, because, you know, when you're doing health and you're in the health and you're in the wellness and really understanding that health is your wealth and your wealth is your health, and we talk about that. You know, you hear that term a lot, but it's really true. And if you're living your dreams and your passions and you're trying to do those things and you're trying to create wealth and you're trying to build life and you don't have your health, that's a serious problem, because now you can't focus on what your calling is. You can't focus on the things that you really want to do in life. So bad health affects your wealth. We just so happen to have a wonderful life in the sense that we get to use our health to build our wealth. And the more we build our wealth, the more that means the more people we're helping build their health. So I just, you know, I enjoy the fact that we get to do this every single day. And it's always a beautiful situation when you can give some people information that they've never heard before. They've gone to their doctors all their lives. They talk to other people throughout their life. But the completeness of the information, the totality of the information that they get from us is just above and beyond anything else that you'll hear. And there are a lot of people that know a lot of things, and you get told a lot of things, and you tend to think about those things when somebody tells you, and you say, "Oh man, that's pretty cool," you know, and then it kind of falls by the wayside if you don't do anything about it, and then somebody else will remind you of something else, or you'll have a particular symptom, and somebody says, "Oh yeah, well I was gluten intolerant," and they say, "Well man, I might be gluten intolerant," so you get to hear a lot of different things. Nobody ever really puts it together for you in such a way that you're able to use it to then really help yourself and really change your life. And this is one of the things that we do. We jump in the foxhole with you wherever you are. And through Dr. Wallach, who's the founder of our company, he's a naturopathic physician as well as a veterinarian. But his veterinarian background is really what gave him the insight to be able to help human patients in a different way. Because in the animal industry, there are no hip replacements. There are no knee replacements. You don't just go to zoos and see animals, horses and camels and zebras. You don't see them with missing teeth, and they don't brush their teeth a day in their life. You don't see those animals in bad health, and all we do a lot of times is we just see them grazing. And some may think that they get all the nutrition they need from just grazing, but actually they get pellets where they get 100% of the nutrition that they need. So food after that is value add. When you see them eating the hay and the grass, that's just value added. They get pellets that have 100% of the nutrition that they need, and they take those pellets based on body weight. And that's the genius of what Dr. Wallach has been able to do for the last 40 years. And why he's been able to help people give their bodies what they need to heal itself. And through that research as a veterinarian and even as a naturopathic physician, he has a book in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. that's considered a national treasure. But, you know, when you're fighting against a medical system and a pharmaceutical system and an insurance system, this kind of information gets suppressed, and this is why we yell it to the rooftops and we speak so loudly about it if you're in our presence, because like Dr. Wallach, he's 77 years old and he does 300 seminars a year across the world. So he's not home 300 days a year. He's in a different hotel, a different airplane, and he's showing up somewhere. He outworks every single one of us every single day. And he feels like this information should be on a 6 o'clock news. And when he does seminars or lectures for us, they're completely free. I mean, the guests don't pay anything. They just come in, they sit down, and they get the information. And the only thing that they end up paying for is whatever protocol they're administered based on what their issues are. So this is a philanthropic community that you're part of that's going to give you life-saving information and life-changing information. And that's why, like I said earlier, I'm so excited that one of my friends was able to join me today in the absence of John, and I talked to him early in the week and kind of talked to him here at the last minute. But, you know, when I watch him and what he does, it's just amazing to me that somebody parallels me that much in the sense of health and wellness and really taking it serious. And I'm not going to dare step on his toes and tell his story, because I'm going to let him do that. I'm going to let him give you his testimonies, and he'll speak to you, and then I'll come back, and we'll have a topic for this evening that we'll discuss. But, you know, it's only a few of us, and the Army's growing bigger and bigger every day. This call is growing bigger and bigger every day. Every Tuesday we come on, there's more people. There are people that are inviting their family members. There are people that are inviting their friends. There are people that are coming here to get this information, and we've been doing this for a while. And you show up every week, and we just continue to push and plug away, and we save some. Some will, some won't, but we distribute the information either way. So with that being said, I'm going to go all the way to California to a very good friend of mine. You know, he's a family man, has two beautiful children, you know, married, and really, really has his children involved. You know, his children are always, you know, he does these videos. He does a lot of health videos where he shows you that he's out gardening. He shows you that he's out mixing up his product. He shows you that he's out talking to people. You know, we have a term in our particular culture the Spartan culture called Selfie the Grind, where you just out and you just showing people, hey, I'm out here, I'm out here. And he's definitely out there, and he's a dynamic person. And so I just want to introduce you guys, because it's such a treat to have him on. I want to bring on my good friend, AJ Gibbs. I want him to be able to just talk to you guys.
Yes, sir.
And really tell his story. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic, my dear brother. How you doing today, Don?
Doing wonderful, man, doing wonderful. So just introduce yourself, man, and talk to the people and let them know, you know, give me a little bit about your testimony. You know, let them know why you really do this, man.
Okay, well, we got like 3,000 people on the phone right now to hear the message.
About that.
That's good, that's good. Well, how many minutes do you want me to talk for? I don't know.
Bro, I don't ever put a cap on anybody's
okay.
story, man. Got to tell it. So we here till 9 o'clock. So you do what you need to do, and then I'll finish up after that.
Oh, wow. Great job. Thank you. All right. So basically, my dear friends, my name is AJ. I really go by Amariah, and I'm out here in the city of Long Beach, California, and I'm 38 years young. And I don't know, maybe like some of y'all, as a little child, like I did not like doctors. Like I just didn't like them, you know. And, you know, needles, I wasn't into that, you know. Needles, like people touching all over me in different places. I mean, I don't know about all that. It was like liars and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Like, you know, that wasn't good to me. And then all of a sudden, you know, as you get older, you know, most of y'all, maybe like me, I ate waffles. You know, I even ate raw cookie dough sometime. You know, I ate the ribs. I ate the bacon, you know, the shrimp. And then I never did, like, cafeteria food, so I grew up eating Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, you know, McDonald's, and you name it. Because why? That stuff tastes good, you know. Then you get a little older, you start getting to a little burger joints. You start getting those chili cheese fries with grilled pastrami, nice cold Coca-Cola. I mean, that stuff tastes phenomenal, right? But then, my dear friends, stuff starts catching up with you. And as a result, I had a doctor visit one time, and they found out that I had high blood pressure. I'm like, high blood pressure? I'm like, man, I don't like that at 20-something years old. So as a result, I think my blood pressure was about like 190 over 80-something. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to change my life. You know, I had like, an awakening, whatever. And I said, you know what? I want to like really get to know God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the church, but I want to really get to know God. So as a result, I start reading some Bible scriptures. I mean, I'm not a holier-than-thou man. You know, I just like to read books. So I said, let me change my diet up. So I became a vegetarian, you know. And as a result of this transformation, I started watching a lot of health documentaries such as Fat, Sick, Nearly Dead. You know, that's a good one. Hungry for Change. I mean, what is this? We got Food Matters. I'm like, wow, look what they're doing to the food. And like, maybe it's the food that's causing my sickness. And as a result, even as a vegetarian, then I started doing juice machine. I started Nutribulleting. I started vitamin mixing, and even with all that healthy stuff, I still had high blood pressure. And then even with that, I still had severe eczema. And then even with that healthy eating, y'all, as a so-called conscious, health-conscious man, I even started having blackouts. Like, I would blackout, collapse on the basketball court. Like, that was scary. And then working at Trader Joe's, I became a manager. And as a manager, you know, you got to look at your store, right? And I looked at my store, I'm like, I see people like, hey, man, I seen that man's take that. He's going out the store. So as a manager, I chased the brother down, right? And as I chased the brother down, I stopped and started walking back. Next thing you know, I get to the flashlight to get to the store. Next thing you know, I'm blacking out again. I'm like, man, so what's happening, y'all? What's the next thing you got to do when you're still getting sick? You got to go to a doctor. I'm like, but when you don't have no answers, that's where you got to go. So as you go to the doctor, they start running these tests on me, and as a result, it's like, man, I don't know these tests. I don't know what's going on with me, so they don't know what's going on with me. I'm like, well, this is not right. And being at my worth, you know, blessings to her, because she worked in the medical industry, and she told me, she said, yeah, babe, that's what they call practitioners, because what they're doing is they're practicing. I said, what? So then I had my herbalist that I was always around. He started educating me about food and everything. I'm like, okay, he has some new product, which is now I know is longevity. I'm like, man, what is this? And I'm a skeptic. Like, I'm like, man, what is this stuff? I don't want none of that. But then next thing you know, I heard a CD. called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And I heard that CD. I'm like, well, that's interesting. But the CD that got my attention was from Dr. Joe Wallach, and it's called Secret Lies of Vegetarians. And in that CD, Dr. Joe Wallach teaches about us vegetarians thinking we're going to live a ripe old age without supplementing, thinking we're going to get all of our nutrition from vegetables if we leave meat alone. I'm like, that's me. That is exactly me. So I say, you know what? I got to change my habits. And as a result, I called my upline now that I know. And I say, you know what, Joshua? I need to try those products, man, because that stuff makes way too much sense. So as a result, my dear friends and listening audience, is that I began to supplement with those 90 essential nutrients. And I'm here to tell you, I've been around the block a while, and I thought Nutribullet was it. I thought juicing was it, and Vitamix was it. But kind of find out I needed those nutrients. And when I started to take those nutrients, I had a sudden change. After all my 6 years of suffering with eczema, that eczema, like, disappeared. No more of those steroid creams, y'all. Because let's be honest, eczema, you don't want all that itchy stuff. And that steroid cream, that stuff feels good when you can put the cream on your neck and on your arms, and it takes away the pain, not permanently, you know, temporarily. But why keep suffering with that when you can just get rid of it? And that's what nutrition did. So my high blood pressure, that went away also. Went from 190 to like over 190 to over 80-something down to now 123 over 78. And then my blackouts went away. So those 90 nutrients is the solution. And then I began to do my own research because I don't want to just take something like, oh, man, because he says so. No, I want to become an avid studier because reading the Bible, even the God of the Bible says, with all of your getting, get understanding. So I want to know why I'm taking, why does he say 60 minerals? Why does he say 16 vitamins? Why does he say 12 amino acids? So what do we have today that we can get research on? We got the internet, y'all. So all I did, I just typed in my Google, what's the importance of vitamins? What's the importance of minerals? And lo and behold, the answers are on the internet. So I found out that minerals, man, human body cannot make minerals. God did not make a human body. We cannot generate not one mineral. And that's why God made food. You see? And since we got to eat food to get our minerals, discovered that, wow, there's a company called Monsanto that has taken control of all the food in this country, mostly America, right? And it's called GMO. And GMO foods is harming a lot of people because everybody eating GMO foods today. And as a result, people are obese, people are tired, people got diabetes, people got lupus, and the list goes on and on and on because of this GMO food, because GMO foods do not break down and absorb in the small intestine. So I'm very thankful of this Dr. Joe Wallach because I'm not just taking a product, I'm not just telling people about the product, I have become a student of health. And like they say, like the saying goes, that when the student is ready, then the teacher will appear. So I have a great teacher in Dr. Joe Wallach and also Dr. Louis Arriaza. And I'm also self-taught. I have a library in my house. I have like most of all of Dr. Wallach's books, and I have a lot of health books. And it's right there, y'all. The information is there, and you can probably hear my passion coming out of my voice. It's because I'm 38, y'all. And I don't know what city you're from, but out here in L.A., Compton, Watts, I'm a black man, but also we got the Hispanic culture. I mean, golly, I seen little children as I'm out here passing out these longevity cards. I meet people, get phone numbers, and I tell them, hey, I'm working with a doctor that's helping people overcome their situations, right? And they're telling me, yeah, well, my daughter right here, she's on like 500 milligrams of metformin. I'm like, what? She's only like 10 years old. And my other daughter, 12 years old, she's on 1,000 milligrams of metformin, and she's 12. I'm like, wow. That means by the time they get to like 19, their kidney's going to be shot, and they're going to be in dialysis. I'm like, that ain't right, y'all. So when you start to discover that it's the food doesn't have a nutrition in it no more. So Dr. Wallace's concept is that when the minerals are not in the soil, then they're not in the food. And when they're not in the food due to the root system, the roots is supposed to grab the nutrition found in the soil. But if the soil doesn't have the minerals in it, then how can you get the minerals in the food? You see what I'm saying? So as a result, we're eating an empty harvest, and you can go research that. It's a U.S. Senate report, reference number 264, dated in the year 1936, and the U.S. government, they know that, is that our soil in America is being depleted. So if you're eating a depleted harvest, then how can you get nutrition if you're not getting it from frozen food. You're definitely not getting it from fried food, McDonald's and all that. So what are we doing? We are all suffering and dying on a cellular level, because health begins on a cellular level and death begins on a cellular level. So I have discovered in my journey of life that we have to start feeding ourselves on a cellular level rather than, hey, man, that tastes good, that looks good, that smells good. And you know what? That sure does sound good. You know what? Pizza sure does sound good tonight. You know what? Spaghetti sure does sound good tonight. But why don't we ever say, is this food going to cause my 100 trillion cells in my body to keep reproducing themselves and not become oxidized? Why do we not say that? Is because why? It's because we haven't been taught to think that way. You see what I'm saying? And it's a, and it's one big I don't know what it is. I mean, orgy, I guess it is, because it's the FDA, the Monsanto company, and the big pharmaceutical companies. So the FDA only cares about two companies, and they're biochemical companies. It's the Monsanto who controls all that food, and it's the pharmaceutical industry who doesn't give you no cure. They give you pharmaceutical drugs. So without minerals, my dear friends, then the cells cannot reproduce themselves. Without vitamins, then the minerals can't work. Without enzymes, nothing can work. So we need to take our nutrients, y'all. That's just a given, because I think it was ever since in the 1800s, I think it was, ever since Thomas Edison, what he did was he used he introduced gas, because back in ancient cultures, we always ate we cooked our food with wood. Go research our history, y'all. Ever since the beginning of time, man has used wood to cook his food. And when they used that wood would turn into ashes, and those ashes, our great ancestors would take those ashes and put them in the garden, because everybody had a garden back in the day. But who has a garden today? People don't have no garden today. They're going out to eat, turn into a let's go out to eat society. And that's why children are being sick today. So ever since Thomas Edison made the electric system, and every time you turn on the gas, click, 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 poof, here come your gas. Well, Dr. Joe Wallach says that began the decline of human health, because humans today ain't getting no minerals. You cannot get minerals in none of the food that we eat in America today. And that's why they said this generation today will be the first generation that children will be dying before parents, because everybody eating GMO today. You see? But we're not addressing that right now, because we don't take our health seriously until we get sick. And when you get sick, there is no cure for you in the hospital. Because let's be honest, y'all, if they gave you the solution, then guess what? What would be the need for you to go to the doctor to get that insulin for, to get that metformin for, that glycophy, whatever those chemicals are? I mean, my wife, she used to work in the medical industry, so she can tell you all about those prescription drugs. So if let's be honest, if prescription drugs was the solution for all of our illnesses, then we should be the healthiest people on planet Earth, because there's a lot of people taking pharmaceutical drugs. And I want everybody to buy a documentary. It's called Bought, B-O-U-G-H-T. I encourage all of you. I think the website is www.boughtthemovie.com. I think it's like that. Or just Google Bought the Movie, YouTube it, go to Amazon, and please get that documentary. Because I'm here to tell you what you don't know. Like my one of my mentors, Herbal, he said, what you do not know, and please take note of this, what you do not know can either shorten your life or extend your life. I encourage everybody to want to extend your life, because if we do not take the time out right now to be healthy, listen to this one too, write this down. If we do not take the time to be healthy, then we're going to have to find time. No, let's retract that back. Excuse me. If we do not find the time to be healthy, we are going to have to find time for sickness. If we do not find time to be healthy, we are going to have to find time for sickness, because the body only understands health. The body only understands healthiness. The body does not understand dis-ease. You see what I'm saying? And doctors get paid because of a dis-ease. There's no such thing as diabetes. There's no such thing as cancer. There's no such thing as none of that. The doctor gets paid from cancer, but that's just a depletion of antioxidants. So if you have antioxidants, there would be no such thing as cancer. But cancer is a $100 trillion industry. So you think they want to cure cancer? Of course they don't want to do that. But we're all born with cancer cells, you see? It's up to us to make sure that stuff does not become malignant and become a tumor and does not metastasize. So how do you do that? Stop eating a sad diet. What's a sad diet? That's what everything in America is. SAD, Standard American Diet. What is everybody eating today? Gluten, fried food, sugar. That's what everybody's eating today, right? Nobody's really eating what the human body was designed to eat, which is really fruits and vegetables. The human body is designed to eat fruits and vegetables, like a chicken. Doesn't a chicken eat what? Chicken food? Does anybody have a cat on the phone, right? If you have a cat on the phone, don't you give your cat food? And a dog, don't you give your dog what? Dog food. A bird, you give it what? Bird food. You go to the farm. Horses eat what? Horse food. Cows eat cow food. Isn't it amazing? Check this out, y'all. This is the stuff that I think about sometimes. Like, isn't it amazing how vertebrae, whatever it is called, isn't it amazing how all animals eat the food that's designed for them? But yet we don't know, what is a human supposed to eat? What is a human supposed to eat? Is a human supposed to, and isn't it amazing how in the animal industry, an animal only drinks water? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? An animal only drinks water. But when you come to the human family, we're drinking Coca-Cola, we're drinking beer, we're drinking alcohol, we're drinking sugar water. I mean, isn't that amazing? And then we want to know why we get sick. And we go to a doctor who knows nothing about nutrition and ask him, oh, doctor, can you help me out? Isn't that amazing? And that's why I love Dr. Wallace's philosophy. It's a philosophy of a DVM versus an MD. That's the world's greatest philosophy. And that's why Dr. Wallace is getting unanimous votes. He's like the Mayweather of boxing. I mean, I'm not like a huge Mayweather fan, but you get the concept. I think he's 39-0. He hasn't lost. Well, that's Dr. Wallach. When it comes to your body, you want a great nutrition. That's Dr. Wallach, everybody. You got to know about this man, Dr. Wallach. And I think he has a website for just to learn about him. I think it's www.drwallachbio.com. Just learn about Dr. Wallach. I share that website with everybody. And that's not my personal website. You can press order, so don't get that. That's just a website to get educated. You see what I'm saying? So people do not know that the body needs nutrition. So a DVM, that's what Dr. Joe Wallach is. A DVM is a doctor of veterinarian medicine, you see, versus an MD. An MD is a medical doctor, and that's a doctor at the hospital. So when you go to the DVM, so picture I'm the veterinarian, right, and you all on the phone are the farmer. Now, if your eggs, chickens, is not laying eggs no more, don't you want me to prevent that?
Yeah.
Praise Yahweh. Here you go, brother. Another one. I'm a health nutritionist. Call me, my brother. Yes, sir, my brother. And also, see, there was somebody that passed by, so I had to give him the business card, right? Okay. So basically, a DVM, I'm the veterinarian. So veterinarian science, we're all about the prevention of disease. We don't want your cow to get a disease, therefore you can't have milk no more. Therefore, how are you going to make money as a farmer if you ain't getting no more milk, right? If your chickens is laying no more eggs, how are you going to make money? So you want to call me as your veterinarian to give your chickens holistic nutrition, which is the pellets, you see? So when you get the pellets, then chickens don't have no disease, you see? So in the veterinarian world, it's all about the prevention of disease. So we want to make sure it don't get no disease. However, if your pig got a disease today, then what's going to happen tomorrow with that pig? We're not going to heal that pig. We don't want disease. That costs a lot of money. You know what the farmer going to do? He's going to, bam, beat it against the head, knock it out, and he's going to solder it, and then tomorrow's going to become what? Bacon. Tomorrow's going to become what? Ham hocks or ham. So it's all about prevention. But however, in the medical world, they don't want to prevent disease. That's why everybody eating GMOs in the world today. And when they get sick, they go to a doctor who's all about the treatment. They want to treat you rather than in the veterinarian world, they want to prevent it. Does that make sense to anybody out there? I hope you do, because that was a good one. So once you understand that philosophy, you're on your way to being healthy the way that God Almighty, the all-knowing, all-powerful one, he's designed your body to never get sick. He designed it that way. That's the way he designed it. You see? So the enemy of health, he wants us to get sick. That's why he made GMO foods everywhere. Everybody eating GMO foods. Everybody eating gluten. That's why everybody ain't absorbing. That's why everybody's fat in the world today. You see? And obesity caused cancer. Obesity caused stroke. You see what I'm saying? So that's why we got to not be obese. So how do you not be obese? You take minerals. You don't go to Jenny Craig. You take minerals. You don't go on a starving diet. No, it's a mineral deficiency, and they do not want you to know that, because there's business in all those advertisements. There's business in all these people going to the – I'm not knocking gyms, but we got to be honest, y'all. The gym did not get us overweight. So you got to find out what caused you to get overweight, not a lack of exercise. I'm not overweight. I don't exercise at all. Zero exercise. I'm not overweight. So what is overweightness? Overweightness is a mental deficiency. It's a mental deficiency. And it's all about absorption. So like Dr. Joe Wallach says, what you do not know can kill you. No, excuse me. It's not the food that you eat that's killing you. It's what you don't eat. What are we not eating? So what are we not eating? You may say on the phone, well, man, I eat every day. Some people eat five meals a day and snack throughout the day. So what are we not eating? Then the next question we should ask, I'm just sharing with you how I do what I do. That's why I have to study, you see. So the next question is, what is eating? That's the next question we should ask ourselves. What is eating? And if you go to your – just go to the dictionaries. Look up what words mean. Look up what eating means. Eating means to absorb. So most Americans today, they're not absorbing because why? Everybody eating gluten. You cannot absorb nutrition when you're still eating breads. You cannot not absorb nutrition if your small villi is destroyed in your small intestine. And most Americans have a inflamed small intestine because of why? Due to all the GMOs in the bread. Why bread is bad is because man has gotten a hold of it, and it's a hybrid. It's not the same as it was back in like biblical days where bread was real good and wheat was good. Today is a hybrid. It has a different protein in it, and it's just what it says, gluten. It becomes glue in the body. When you eat that, it blocks up your small intestine and your little small villi. They get all inflamed and they start laying down. You cannot absorb no nutrition. Therefore, we're just eating. And that's why people got to keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, because why? You're not getting full. Once you begin to feed your cells, you ain't got to eat that much. I myself eat about like one meal a day, but I'm always overdosing on my minerals. You see? So what we're not eating, and what we're not absorbing, nutrition. So eat. When you think about eating, think about it as absorption, because Dr. Joe Wallach says that it's not what we eat, it's what we absorb. So you are what you absorb. So it's mostly about absorption. And if you understand that, you're going to be one of the few to join the culture of healthiness, because there's a great division going in the world today. People who are conscious and people who are unconscious. People who are healthy and people who are sick. Just go take a look around. Google it for yourself. There's a documentary on YouTube called Death by Medicine. I encourage everybody to watch that documentary. And I'm here to tell y'all, you do not want to be stuck in a hospital when you're sick. You do not want to do that. You do not want to do that. Am I still on the phone, or did the phone die? Am I on?
Yes, sir. You're here, buddy. You here?
Okay. Just making sure. I was like, oh, man, I must have been sharing some information. But, that's kind of like it in a nutshell. And with me, I became an organic gardener, because we have to return back to having our own gardens. Because if we don't do that, this food today is all junk food. All of it. So our slogan is grow your own health. Grow your own health. And I'm so thankful because I use Dr. Wallach's minerals. So when I used to garden, and before I knew about Dr. Joe Wallach, right, I only knew about the three minerals that America uses. Modern day agriculture. That's the problem with all our sickness, is because of modern agriculture. And they only use three minerals, NPK. That's N, P, and K. That's nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. So that's all your food is getting, is nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. So if the soil don't got selenium, and you need selenium for your thyroid, you need selenium for your heart. If you don't get enough selenium, what's going to happen? Bam, heart attack, heart disease. You see what I'm saying? So if your food don't got selenium, guess what you are? Selenium deficient. You don't need a stent in your heart. You need nutrition. That's what we need, y'all. That's the only thing we need. We need nutrition. That's all we need. Stop going to these people who do not know nothing about your health. Like I tell people, if you're not going to take control of your health, then you're going to keep this doctor living a luxurious life. They're going to keep driving a 2000 early edition. No, they're going to drive a nice 2018 S550 Mercedes because of our ignorance, y'all. That's the only reason why they in business, let's be honest. Because Dr. Joe Wallach says, all disease falls under four categories: a digestive category, blood sugar category, heart tissue, and a soft tissue category. It all falls down in one of those. And if you're having problems with all of those categories, then guess what you have? You have a gluten intolerance because you, my friends, we are not absorbing nutrition. So I think everybody on the phone call to get these 90 nutrients, all you got to do is contact Donald. He can help you out. He's a phenomenal guy, and I just believe that everything happens for a reason because Donald reached out to me, and I'm out here in California. I think he's out there in North Carolina, and we're on a crusade because it's a crusade, and what I love about this crusade is that Dr. Joel says that if you become a part of this crusade and share the message, because everybody's sick in America, no matter how beautiful they look, no matter how sick they look, everybody on the inside, their cells is dying. No matter if they're 2 years old to 90 years old, everybody is dying on a cellular level, and they do not know that because they think they can breathe and they think they can walk, but on the inside, they are dying. I mean, and it's sad, and they don't know that. So when you join the crusade and you become healthy, you share the message, you have an opportunity to make an enormous amount of income. So now I'm going to start talking about these JOBs. Let's talk about these jobs now because I learned about jobs being a professional network marketer that I am. Like, let's be honest, where in the Bible does God say work a job? Where is that at? You will not find not one scripture that God say work a 9-to-5 job. But you will find in the scriptures that God say work with your talent. Somebody's talent is not saying your total is $15.98 at Target. That's not a talent. Your talent is not to go clean floors as a janitor. That's not a talent, y'all. And I'm here to tell you that each and every one of you on this phone call, and if this phone is recorded, for those who listen to this recorded phone call, you have a talent, and God gave you that talent when you was first conceived in the womb. And it's our duty, like I tell people, your purpose on earth is to find your talent and to give it away. You see? So what is people's talent? You see? I used to work at Trader Joe's for 13 years. I was a manager, and I made $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month! But I knew that that wasn't for me because there are three things going on in the world today, y'all. It's a time deficiency. First of all, it's a health deficiency, time deficiency, and there's a financial deficiency. What do I mean by health? You already know the health deficiency. We already talked about GMOs, and Mr. Donald told you about that probably before, the health problem. But what about that time deficiency? If there's any parents out there, you can relate to this one. And if you're not a parent, you can still relate, but I'm gonna touch on parents because I'm a father of three children, 8-year-old, 2-year-old, and a 10-month-old. So what do I mean by time deficiency? At Trader Joe's, I was working 10 hours a day. I had to clock in and clock out. That equals 10 hours, right? And also, before you get to work, guess what you got to do? You got to get ready, don't you? And depending where you work at, you got to get up maybe earlier because you got that long commute. Well, my job was about an hour away. So what did I have to do? If I had to be to work at, sometimes I had to be at work at 12 noon, that means I had to start getting ready like around maybe 10 a.m. So that becomes a 12-hour day. Then I got to come back to work. That's a 13-hour day, making another man rich. You see what I'm saying? I was making Mr. Trader Joe's rich, you see? So I'm like, hold on. And as I'm making Mr. Trader Joe's rich, right, that's another epiphany that happened to me. I had like a revelation because guess what? I started listening to a lot of motivational speakers. Like, I don't want to name them, though, but there's a lot of them on YouTube, and I have one in particular I listen to, but he started opening my mind up. And as my mind began to open up, I said, you know what? I cannot work no 9-to-5 job no more because I'm greater than the 9-to-5 job. You see? So then I discovered, I said, I got children. So what I started to notice is that the first time I couldn't spend that much time with my firstborn son because I was working a what? 9-to-5 job. He's 8 years old now, so I've just been doing longevity for 2 years now. So at 6 years old, then I became, you know, an entrepreneur. Then I can see, just beginning to see my daughter, who's 2 years old, because of this time freedom. So without time freedom, my dear friend, I couldn't be around my wife the way I'm supposed to, because God said, when you get a wife, you're supposed to be with her for at least a year when you first marry her. But I can't do that, because I got to work that job, right? I got to work that job. But then I can't. It says, to death do us part. Well, golly, it seemed like the job did us apart because why? I was working that 9-to-5 job. When I was at work, either she was asleep or I was asleep. And when I got home, she either I was asleep or she was awoke. You get it. So I was never to enjoy my wife because why? I was working a job. The money was good. Don't get me wrong. Let's be honest. $4,000 a month, that's some good money. But look what I had to sacrifice. I had to sacrifice me and my wife's bonding together. So how can we really know each other real good if we ain't spending that much time together? You see? Then I couldn't be around my children that much. It's like, wow, it's a beautiful day on a Sunday. Well, I can't go to the beach because what? I got to go to work. I'm like, man, I want to enjoy life, bro. And then my days off was during the week, but my wife had to work Monday through Friday. So I'm like, well, how me and her going to enjoy life if I'm at work and she at work? I'm like, man, I can't work no 9-to-5 job no more. That ain't living life no more. So then, you know what? I took a leap of faith. And I said, you know what? I'm going to follow the system of Dr. Luis Arriaza, who is the head of our culture, Spartan University, right? I'm like, I'm going to follow that system. Because, I do know that the products work because the products take away my eczema, blackouts, and high blood pressure. So I said, I know these products work. So I know all I got to do is share the message. I know everybody else is sick because there's an opportunity for people to be healthy. Because who does not want to not take prescription drugs, right? So as a result, I began to share the message. And guess what? My checks started going up. And up and up, and I said, bye-bye, Trader Joe's. No more working over there no more. So I gave my 2-week notice, and after that, I went away. But let's talk about, let me share some light on that, too. Isn't it amazing how at a job, they require you to give a 2-week notice? Isn't that amazing that when they fire you, they don't give you no 2-week notice? It's just like, here you go. This is your last day here, and we got to go. Isn't that amazing? So my dear friends, I hope everybody takes heed to what's being shared. I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can just live your dreams. You can live your passion and just be passionate about sharing a message. That's all you got to do. And also, take advantage of entrepreneurship because no matter what you do, I teach people that either one of two things you're going to do to survive this upcoming year. Either you're going to have to become your own business owner or you're going to have to join network marketing. That's the only way you're going to survive. Because I'm in a mall right now sharing the message right now, and I see that Sears shut down. There is no more Sears out here in California. You see, JCPenney is about to get ready to shut down. Sports authorities, those shut down. Kmart's have shut down. Walmart's are like shutting down. You see, so imagine if you work for a job that's getting ready to shut down, and they tell you we're about to get ready to shut down. Oh yeah, let me add to that. Payless shoe stores out here are shutting down. So can you imagine you as a family man or a family woman working for a job that's about to shut down? Do you have a plan B? And most Americans don't have no plan B. They depend on that 9-to-5 job. But jobs are failing in America, and they do not know that. The flood of Noah is here right now today, and people do not know that. And it's going to be sad when people don't understand that. They're going to take your job away from you. And also, job hours. I used to be a manager. We do not consider what's going on with their lifestyle. We don't think about if you have a family. We just know business is not going good. We're going to take away your job hours. And if your job hours get taken away, can you pay for that car note? Of course you can't pay for that car note. So here comes the who? The repossession man to repossess your nice car. And when your hours get cut, what else you can't buy? You can't buy no food. And when hours get cut, guess what you can't do? You cannot pay your mortgage, nor can you pay your rent. You think the rent man is going to be you think he's going to satisfy that? No. He's running the business. You think the light man, the light company, the gas company will keep your gas and lights on if you ain't got no money? So why gamble with your life? Because health is important just like wealth is. That's just as important. So if your health is not right, like I did my longevity presentation yesterday, I said if you live in paycheck to paycheck, physically to me, that means you got stage 4 cancer. No, excuse me, you got about stage 2 cancer because you live in paycheck to paycheck. You don't know when that next check ain't going to be there. Now, if you don't have no job and making no money, that means you got stage 4 cancer. You need to do something about that. So, without further ado, I'm going to just end on this one. I'm going to just say that most people are not living their dreams because they're living their fears. Most people are not living their dreams because they're living their fears. What is there to be fearful of? To call somebody on the phone. That's all me and Donald do. All we do is call people on the phone and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, sisters, hey, brothers, hey, relatives, hey, I know of a doctor that's helping people out. That's it. And if you want to get real personal, you can go to the next level of personal development, and that means you connect with people. You find out their why. And once you find out their why, whether it be more money, whether it be better health, or whether it be time freedom, you find out where they at, and you go out and help people. That's the power of personal development. And guess what? He who helps more people earns the most money. You may say, well, man, I helped a lot of people at my job today. But guess what? You on a job pay wage. So in the job world, it doesn't care how many people you help. You're only going to make that same wage. But in entrepreneurship, it depends on your effort. So the more people you help, you can make thousands of dollars a month. You can make millions of dollars a month if you choose to. It's based on your efforts. And that's what I love about network marketing. I love network marketing. This is the best thing that ever happened to me. Network marketing has allowed me to discover my true self. Because guess what? When money is not an option, you can do whatever you want to do. Ain't that right, y'all? If money wasn't no factor, you can drive that car that you want to drive. If money wasn't an issue, you can go to that college you want to go to or send your child to that college you want to go to. So out here in L.A., we got USC, UCLA. So rather than taking my child to a community college, I can just send him to UCLA, USC, to get that great degree. Because what? Money is not an issue. That's not an issue. And if money wasn't an issue, you can go where you want to go to. You can go on that trip that you want to go to the Bahamas, because guess what? Money's not an issue. And if money's not an issue, you can even go donate. You can donate at your church, more tithes. You can donate to the Red Cross. I don't know. Whatever you want to donate at, right? If money wasn't an issue, isn't that amazing? But guess what? People are living scared. That's when they're not taking a risk. They're not taking a chance. And my father used to tell me, son, if you never take a chance at nothing, you will never know what's going on. So I always had understood that. So I'm just saying, I took that chance with longevity. I mean, I think longevity is the most best thing, because at the end of the day, without health, wealth is irrelevant. And health is your wealth, like Donald says. That's so true, y'all. Consider that. Health is your wealth, because you can be a billionaire. What good is being a billionaire living in a 18-bedroom home, two kitchens, movie theater in your home, but yet you can't enjoy it because you got rheumatoid arthritis. You can't even click the channels on your own nice 200-screen TV because you got rheumatoid arthritis. You cannot even drive your nice Bentley because you got severe gout. Isn't that amazing? So I'm here to tell people, take control of your health, and I'm getting a little passionate. My voice is running out because I'm so passionate about this message, because I know people are suffering, and they do not have to suffer, y'all. Because I heard a little saying that says that suffering, death is inevitable. Check this out. Write this down if y'all want to. Death is inevitable. We all going to die. But guess what, y'all? Sickness is optional. You don't have to be sick. That's an option. You can easily stop eating that food that you're eating that's causing your sickness. You can easily stop doing that. That's easy to do. But guess what it's going to take? Discipline and willpower. So without further ado, I mean, we can talk about this for a long period of time, but I don't want to, like, take up the broadcast, and we can do this another day. But I'm just so thankful to be a part of this this crusade. I'm thankful that Donald reached out to me, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to share this information, because at the end of the day, information changes situations. Yeah. Listen to that one more time. Information changes situations. And the only reason why most of us are in our is because of the information that we have received up to this point. So if you want to change something, then just change the information that you are receiving and changing the people that you are around. Because if you hang around four millionaires, then eventually you become the fifth millionaire, right? If you hang around four healthy people, then guess what? You have the opportunity to be the fifth healthy person. So without further ado, I think my time is up, and I think this call is phenomenal, because I believe that everybody is born to be healthy and wealthy, and that's just what I believe, because you are what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. So, I mean, I keep going on, so. So if you think broke, you will be broke. If you think rich, you'll be rich. If you think sick, you'll be sick. If you think healthy, you'll be healthy. If you think time freedom, you will have time freedom. If you think no time freedom, you will not have time freedom. So that's it, Donald. I think I did it, my brother. I think that's it for me.
You did it. You did it, man. You did it. I definitely appreciate it, man. And, you know, it's always good to hear and listen. I'm sitting here taking notes, and, you know, it's just a lot of great information. And I appreciate you sharing, and appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and speak with us, and we definitely have to do this again, man. We just got to keep the pedal to the metal and keep grinding and moving forward. So, you know, I definitely appreciate that. And AJ, you know, blessings to you and your family and your wife and your three babies, and, you know, just continue to push, man, and continue to do what you do, because I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad we're on the same team.
you know, batting 1,000 every day and just doing a wonderful job. So that was awesome. That was wonderful. And, you know, it was just like I was listening to myself, which is sometimes it's funny because you hear things and you're like, man, I said the same exact thing. But when truth is truth, truth is truth, and it comes out the way it's supposed to come out. Now, what I wanted to do is really just get into a topic tonight. And AJ, he hit on a lot of things. He hit on a lot of things that I'm going to be discussing. And the topic tonight for us, one is digestive disorders. You know, we talked about blood sugar imbalances last week, and we're going to talk about digestive disorders, and we're going to build this up like from start to finish. And when we talk about digestion, we talk about starting from what we eat, what we ingest, and we talk about the certain foods that we eat, whether they have gluten in them, whether we have a gluten tolerance. And simply, like, what that means is the proteins that break down in the stomach under normal circumstances, fish proteins, vegetable proteins, they break down into the stomach and they absorb through the small intestines, and that's how we get it into our bodies. But before that, it has to get to our stomach. And when it gets to our stomach, do we have enough stomach acid to be able to break down food? And the medical system has got us to believe that stomach acid is a bad thing. Stomach acid is a great thing. The acid in your stomach should be about a pH of 1, simply meaning that if you were to take a hose and put it down in your stomach and you could extract some of the acid from your stomach and put it on your skin, it'd burn a hole through your skin. But yet we have a lining in our stomach that's strong enough to be able to handle it. We have bacteria, which is called our healthy bacteria, and our enzymes and our stomach cultures and all of those things to be able to handle and make stomach acid. One of the most important things in making stomach acid is salt. And so many of us have been told for so long to stay away from salt because salt causes high blood pressure, which is absolutely incorrect. Salt does not cause high blood pressure. That is not true. You need salt to move water around in your body. You need salt for the chief cells in your stomach and your proton pumps to make stomach acid. When you are dehydrated, these hot summer days, you pass out from the sun, you have heat stroke, or you overexert yourself, or you're going in for a procedure and you can't eat, the first thing they give you at the hospital is salt water, saline. They give you an IV, which is saline. So if salt was so bad for us, everybody right now who's in the ICU in the hospital that's been on the ICU for the last month and a half or however long they've been there should have high blood pressure. But they don't, because salt does not cause high blood pressure. Salt is extremely important. Go forth and be the salt of the earth. Salt is extremely important. So we restrict salt and we don't have the proper stomach acid. When we don't have the proper stomach acid, or we eat acidic foods, fried foods, sugars, things like that cause our stomachs to become acidic. And that weakens our stomach acid. Another thing is the carbonated drinks. You drink a soda with your meal, it's going to neutralize your stomach acid, which is the reason why you belch, which is the reason why you have gas. If you don't have enough stomach acid, you're going to develop things like allergies. Anything from belching to bloating to burping. Then you get into some of your bigger issues, celiac disease, constipation, Crohn's disease, dermatitis, diarrhea, diverticulitis, food sensitivities, heartburn, hiatal hernia, indigestion, irritable bowel, jock itch, leaky gut, reflux,
stomach and intestinal pain. In babies, they get thrush, ulcerative colitis, yeast infections. These are all a product of digestive disorders. And notice all of these things are in the gut region, what passes through the gut, whether it's passing through as waste or if it's passing through as urine. And so you tend to get all of that area, all of that middle region from the stomach all the way straight down into your private region, you will develop issues because the body is not being able to digest food, break down food as it's supposed to. Another thing is what they call heartburn or acid reflux. And it's a misnomer, or even GERD, but it's a misnomer. It should be lack of acid reflux. And the doctors are so wonderful in their knowledge of reflux, and I'm being kind of sarcastic, that they will give you antacids. They will give you Prilosec, Nexium, Protonix, and all of these things to turn off the body's production of stomach acid. And then we start to develop problems because now every single time we eat something, the food that as soon as it hits our stomach, it ferments because there's not anything there to break it down to its smallest minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. There's nothing, no stomach acid to break it down. So then what happens is we have food passing through the small intestines that's not even been digested. And that's called leaky gut, when you have undigested food passing through layers and miles of intestines undigested. That's what happens when you have constipation. The food can't be digested. You don't have enough water in your body. Because why? You've restricted salt, or the foods that you've eaten don't give off any water. If you're not eating fruits and vegetables and things that have water, then all the food becomes caked up. If you're drinking sodas or you're drinking really, really cold drinks, the food just becomes a glob and it can't pass through anything. And you go to the bathroom and nothing happens. Or on the other side, your stomach is so upset that it can't even, the production to form stool has been basically turned off. And so you have chronic diarrhea, or you have this irritable bowel syndrome. And so depending on what issues you have, it affects people different ways. Some get constipation, some get diarrhea, some get both. Is where the issues are going on is in the stomach. So no matter what nutrition you take, no matter what program you're on, if somebody says, you know, go try this drink, or go take this, or go do that, and, you know, you go and you buy it, and you do it, and then you do it, and that's when you get to where you hear people say, oh, I've tried everything. And when I hear people say they've tried everything, that simply means that they were miseducated, and somebody just told them to take something. And when we sit down and we start to peel back the layers and understand, man, I can't digest anything because I am constipated. Or I ask, there's four questions that we've known to ask. If you have asthma or history of it, or if your children have it as a mother, if you're a woman and you have children and they have it and you've passed it along to them, if you have eczema, constipation, or diarrhea, that means simply that you're gluten intolerant. So we know that, and we start there. And if you're gluten intolerant, then that's telling me that you can't absorb nutrition. If you cannot absorb nutrition, the last thing I'm going to do is tell you to take something that you're not going to absorb, because then I'll be on that long list of people who said that I tried this and such told me to try it, but it didn't work. And so the beginning of taking your health back really starts with you. And what we do is we put you go on a gluten-free diet for a couple of weeks, and your bodies will start to make major changes. It doesn't take long for the body to do what it needs to do. But once you are on that gluten-free diet for about 10 days, then we place the order for your protocol. And in that protocol, you're going to get the digestive enzymes, and you're going to get the flora, and you're going to get the things that you need to start breaking down food, and you're going to eat better food and cut out some of the sugars, cut out the carbonated drinks, and just get back to eating food. You know, we've gotten so distracted with commercials and all the things that come on and just being, like AJ said, just living a busy life that we just go grab stuff. And sometimes it is because it tastes good. Sometimes it is because we have cravings for it. And if we have cravings for it, that's just basically our body starving for particular nutrients. And when you don't have certain groups of nutrients, it creates certain cravings. For instance, when you have a fried food craving, when you crave fried foods, I mean, it becomes a mental thing, like you're addicted. It's because you're deficient in your essential fatty acids, the proper ratios of your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And when you're deficient, you crave fried foods. When you have a blood sugar imbalance, you crave sugars, sweets, candies, starches. You crave it. I mean, you have to have it. People, you know, they get addicted to cigarettes, get addicted to nicotine. They get addicted to sodas because the stuff that they – the FDA is a wonderful place to get you hooked on something. And in a sense, they are called the Food and Drug Administration for a reason. They're housed in the same building, and they create food, not grow, but create food, that then you need a drug for. The more fried food you get, the more fried food you eat, you develop cancer, you develop heart disease, and then there's a drug for it, or there's a surgery for it. So basically, it's like a big snake eating itself when you look at how that system works. But we have to break that up by giving the body the nutrition it needs. But first of all, we have to cut out the bad stuff. And so once we start cutting out the bad stuff, we feel, man, I've not been on gluten for a week, and I don't feel as fatigue anymore. I don't feel like I can just fall asleep after I eat. Some of my weight is coming off. My skin is clearing up. I mean, just some of the quick things that start to happen is amazing. And then that lets me know, okay, the body's kind of ready. And we'll start introducing the nutrition, and the nutrition will help the villi in the small intestines to start to grow back and regenerate. The nutrition will help the body feed itself. It's just like a plant. Have you ever seen a plant and you don't water it for a while and it just starts to droop down? And you water that plant and it seems like you could almost watch it come back up. That's the same way the inside of our body is. It's the same way the outside of our body is. You have to water it. You have to give it, you have to feed it life. And because a lot of the foods don't have the nutrition that we need, we have to feed it the nutrition that it needs, all 90 essential nutrients. And why we say all 90 essential nutrients is because if you have, that's everything that your body needs. So instead of people who go and they get vitamin B12 shots, or they say, well, I'm supposed to take some calcium because the doctor said so, or because I'm vitamin D3 deficient because the doctor said so, I got to take that, or I have low blood, so I need to take iron. And we take one thing, and then the iron makes us constipated, or the vitamin B12 shots help, but maybe just a little bit or none at all. And we don't ever take the complements to those. Calcium does not work without vitamin D3 and does not work without chondroitin and glucosamine and magnesium. They don't. You can't get calcium into your cells because calcium is hard to uptake into the cells without its cofactors. So therefore, we take all the guesswork out and we provide you with all of that. And once you start to heal the stomach and heal the gut, then the body will start to be able to take in the nutrition it needs and things start to work. You start to feel better. You start to look better. And then you create a testimony for yourself. And the testimony that you have, you will share just like the testimonies you share when you go to the movies. And you see a movie, you know, so many people saw that movie Girls Trip this past week, and I'm glad it did a wonderful thing in the box office. And more people are going to see it because somebody else said how wonderful it was. And no, none of those movie theaters will send you a thank you. They won't send you a check. They won't send you anything. You go to a restaurant, same thing. But here, when you have a testimony where something has saved your life and you reach out to other people and you say, you know what, you don't have to have high blood pressure. You do not have to be on type 2
diabetic medicine for the rest of your life. You don't have to have Crohn's disease. You don't have to have diverticulitis. You can stop those yeast infections from coming back every month, whatever it may be. And that's the story that you have, because you know why, you lived it, and you know it works. And this is all we speak of, and this is why we speak of it, because it's done things for us that have worked, and we've seen so many people before us and before the fact that we got this information that it did, that we couldn't share that with them. And we lost loved ones. I lost my mother to cancer, and one of the last things she told me before she passed was never let this happen to anyone else. So I made sure of that. And this is why I'm on the mission that I'm on. So if there are any questions, if you would press 1, it prompt me to bring you on, and you can get your question answered. If you don't want to ask a question, that's fine. And you want to speak offline, you can call me at 919-599-0916, and I'll be able to take your question then. And if you have a friend or family member that you know that didn't get to hear this call, and I do see a queue for a question, and I'll take it in just a second. But if you have a family member or friend who didn't get to get on this call, and you know that there was some information that was shared that they really need to hear, and you don't want to or don't think you can regurgitate all of this to them, we understand. This call is recorded. So at that same number, you can text me and request a recording, and we'll get that out to you. Once the show is done, it's about a couple of hours before the recording is put together, and then I get a link, and I can share that. So I just wanted to handle that. A little bit of housekeeping, and we do have a caller that I'm going to take. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. This is Sonika Willis, and just want to say who I was before I just started asking the questions that I had. One of my biggest things is that I've been trying to be healthier. And I noticed with myself, like I did the Youngevity products and all of those things, and it was good and it worked. And my thing has been consistency, because being though I live a lifestyle that I'm always on the go. And I've tried the meal prep. So 1 week or maybe two, I'm doing the meal prep. I've even had the times where to boost my metabolism, I ate every 2 hours. My thing has just been consistency. I've seen weight loss. I've seen better energy in regards to doing the things. I know that it works, but my issue has been being consistent, because it'll be like I've taken the time to do what I need to do in order to eat right, to do these things, and then something could come, and then it like get me off track, and then I'm busy, I'm doing that, whatever. And then I don't have the time to meal prep. And then I forget that I got to eat every 2 hours, because I'm used to not eating every 2 hours. So that's my biggest concern. So I don't know if there's something that you can tell me that I can do, but that's my question. What can I do to help me be more consistent in doing the things that I know is better for me? Because I've been trying over a course of time, and I've seen the benefits of it, but it's just the follow through to keep it consistently.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's an awesome question, because, you know, not many people, everybody runs into that. And it takes a couple of different things. And what and consistency, even for me, I mean, I remember when I started out, like, Whoppers were my thing. Like, if I was hungry and I was out, I was going to get me a Whopper, because it was easy and it was good, and I was good. And if I wanted some candy, I would get me a Snickers bar. I even get two of them. I have one now, and if it's cool enough, I eat one later. But that was like, I had to figure out. And even after I started making changes, it was like these things are always there. Like the temptation and the space for us to do those things are always going to be there, no matter how disciplined we try to be. No matter how hard we work, you know, those things are there. So
one of the things that I found was, in the beginning, to stay consistent was really keeping stuff with me. I knew was healthy and I could like. So, like, I would go to Sam's Club and I would buy, like, fancy mixed nuts because they didn't have peanuts in them, and those are your tree nuts, and those are good for you, and they give you good omegas, and they help. They're filling because of the protein. So, like, I would have those in my car. So I would say, like, or in my truck, and I just call it truck food. So I would have, like, that in my truck. And then if I got hungry or if I was somewhere and I was just hungry and I didn't want to necessarily go somewhere particularly to eat, I would just grab a couple handfuls of those and just eat that and drink some water or drink some juice or whatever I had. And then, you know, after a while, it was like, man, I don't want to eat nuts every day. Like, I want something different. And so then you kind of have to say, well, what is it? Fruit is a big thing for me. So this time of year, I have cherries. I mean, you probably catch me with a cherry on me anytime this time of year. I ride around with cherries and just different fruits and vegetables, and I just put a cooler bag together. And so I think with meal prep can become hard because, like you say, if you run into something and at the end of the day, it takes discipline. Like, it's certain stuff that we just have to do that we don't want to do, and it's like we could stay. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning. We got to get up at 6, and we've done all the stuff we need to do. And it's like that one more thing, and it's like, man, I need to go to sleep. And we go to sleep, and you wake up and you didn't get to meal prep and you didn't get to do the thing. And so that's where I find that having quick stuff, like if you find like an apple, a couple apples in the car, like stuff that you could have with you, and even if you got to take a cooler bag, like. Because when you leave out, you just throw whatever in a cooler bag, your fruit in a cooler bag, and it's going to stay cool enough for you to be able to eat. And you have something else to munch on, you have something else to snack on. And then truly, it's being consistent with the nutrition. A lot of times, you know, we forget to take the nutrition. We get it, we have it, and then we're like, oh, I had to run out. So one of the big things for me is I got to make it for three people most of the time. So I make it before I go to bed. And, you know, it's just – Some places within that we have to be able to just exercise a little bit more discipline. But I agree, it is hard, and you have to find that baseline where you can stay consistent. And if you can start staying consistent and do it in small chunks, you start staying consistent with the foods, with the things you can control, like throwing stuff in a cooler bag. You don't necessarily have to eat, like you say, every 2 hours, but if you didn't meal prep, man, that's a whole meal that you didn't get to eat. A banana and a couple different fruits in a bag, and keep it moving. And then the next day you might have time to meal prep. So I think that part of it is the diet when we're moving around. But then having the nutrition, quick things where you can shake up some pollen burrs, because with the pollen burrs, you know it's going to curb your appetite a little bit. You know it's going to give you some good energy. So you got to keep little things like that on hand for the time you can't do something. Just find a bottle of water. And you mix up your pollen burrs. Like, I love pollen burrs for that, because I know if I'm hungry, I got a 4-hour window. I start feeling hungry, I drink my pollen burst, and I got 4 hours or 2 or 3 hours of energy, good energy. I don't feel like I'm gonna crash. I don't feel like I'm excessively hungry. I don't feel tired, and so then I can say, okay, I can kind of control what it is I'm gonna eat when it's time for me to get ready to eat. So, you know, I don't know if that helped, but I hope it did. And it's really a discipline. It's some self-motivation. But two, you got to have things that are quick. You know, you got fast food that's quick, but there's fruits and veggies and certain things that we can snack on that's quick, that's not going to have the adverse effects as if we ate something unhealthy and still didn't take our nutrition.
Like, I can eat fruit, and, like, I literally, like, grapes, peaches, apples, I eat them, and I just vomit, like, straight, just, it don't even digest good. It just come right back up. And so what I did, even with apples, I did organic, right? Thinking maybe, you know, it's organic, so it should be fine. It's the same thing. So I don't know if it's what they put on it to preserve it. because I think it got something to do with the skin.
Potentially be that. Also could potentially be, I mean, in grapes. I mean, not in grapes, but in apples, if they're not organic apples. And I'm not saying you have to eat organic apples. You can buy regular apples and soak them in vinegar, and that will get that glazing, what have you, off of them. But if you're eating certain foods that is causing you to vomit fruits and things, once they get down, it's like they come back up. That's because, in essence, the body is not having enough acid to be able to break those foods down. And that's one of the reasons. And you certain foods, the nutrition in those foods, which is not as much as we think. I mean, we'd have to eat a lot of apples and a lot of grapes and things to really get our daily amount of nutrition out of them. But certain things like that, and it could be the sugars that affect your stomach. It could be the oils. I mean, there could be a lot of different things that will cause you to bring them back up. But it really starts with digestion. So once you bring those things down, you know, it's not in a place where it can be properly digested. And so, you know, in that aspect, what I would suggest is potentially looking at getting some digestive enzymes and some flour. Because, and you take that, you can take them before you eat a larger meal, but with that, and you can take them on an empty stomach. And the good thing about those is when you take them, if there's not any food on your stomach, it will go and it will hunt the bad bacteria and it'll hunt things. And then it will start to eat those up and it will start to create new and good enzymes and bacteria and the things that it needs for the gut in its place. And so if you have food, that will help break the food down. So getting on that track is really important, because then you have the stomach acid and the enzymes to be able to help break the food down. And that may help with the throwing up or just the nausea that you feel. And so I would do that and just see how it works, because I just feel like you don't have enough to be able to digest the food or to be able to absorb what's in it. And so if you're throwing things back up, that just means that you don't have what you need to help with and aid in proper digestion. So the enzymes, digestive enzymes in the flora, and those kind of things that help with gut health are paramount to digestion. That's why I say, you know, you're right. You take products, you try things, you do things, and you get some benefit. You do it for a while, you get some benefit. And either, like you said, you fall off the wagon or you try to do certain things and it just don't work for you. And if we don't start with digestion, you know, then we run into issues. So, you know, you can detox, which is a good thing to do, you know, detox the liver, but you can also get the digestion going and the enzymes and that kind of stuff. And I would potentially start there, as well as trying to, you know, you making better decisions, you making better options with your food. That's not an issue. And, you know, what you do most of the day and where you are most of the day dictates how you eat. And so if you can control what you bring with you, and that's all you have, then, you know, then that will help.
Okay, so can you send me what it is that I need in regards to the digestive, so I can go and make sure that I take care of it?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Within that, you get the pre and probiotics, which is of course the good biotics that really help with digestion as well. So yeah, I will get you that information, and you know, we'll take it from there. We just gonna like we do. We stay in contact and we fight this battle together, and we gonna get through it.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Wonderful. We don't have any more questions. Any more questions? Comments? Looking. No, don't see any. So that was a great question, you know, because I think on our journey to health, I see we got another name pop up. But on our journey to health, you know, there are going to be setbacks. There are going to be hiccups in the road,
And I'm so glad she brought that up, because that's what so many of us face day in and day out. And even when we do try, it's sporadic, or, you know, we get some benefit, we don't get benefit. Some days we feel better than others. We took the same thing yesterday and felt great. We take it tomorrow and don't feel as well. And another thing, too, which I didn't mention, that is extremely important when we talk about digestion and just overall health, are the outside products that we use on our bodies and that we come in contact with every day. Because whatever we put on our body, on our skin is the largest organ of the body. So whatever we put on our skin is in our bloodstream within 26 seconds. So if we're around a lot of toxic things, a lot of times it's not what we eat. It's what we ingest. You know, I look at people who work at fast food restaurants, and they'll tell you people that work at McDonald's don't really might eat McDonald's unless they absolutely have to. They'll go to Chick-fil-A and eat before they go to McDonald's and eat, or, you know, vice versa, because I guess they see the way that the food is prepared and they see what's done. But I find that in those particular circles, you're ingesting steam from grease all day long. You're breathing that in. That's not healthy. That is not healthy. And so, you know, though you may not eat fried food, you're breathing in fried food. You're breathing in the fumes from that stuff, the oils. You know, you put certain lotions on your skin. You use certain shampoos in your hair. You use certain fingernail polish and toenail polishes and things that have toxins in them. And the body becomes toxic through that as well. So a lot of times it's just not about the food that we eat, which is a lion's share of the problem, but it's also some of the outside influences. So with that being said, you know, those are some of the things we have to look at as well. And if you're using certain things and it's got a long list of chemicals in it, start looking up some of those chemicals. If you're using shampoos and dyes and different things, and you start looking up those chemicals that are in that, and you find out what side effects are connected to them, that could be a root of your problem. Or you're taking certain prescription drugs, and the direct side effect of that drug can be the root of your problem. But that's one thing about us here. We're going to help you figure it out, and we're going to help you get through it. So I want to take this one here. Good evening, good evening. How are you today? Is this Mary Ann?
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me, Donald?
Loud and clear, how are you?
Okay, good, because I tried before and I was, like, thrown off the call. I want to compliment AJ. Is that his name, the man from California?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
For an awesome testimony. So inspiring.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
So, first person. Yes, very inspiring. I am very grateful to him for taking his time to share that with us.
Yes, that's awesome. And he will be back.
Well, also, the way you are dealing with the questions is quite serendipitous, I guess, spontaneous. Spontaneous, yes. You have grown phenomenally since you began to follow Dr. Wallach almost step for step. I so admire that.
Thank you so much.
In fact, if I call you Dr. Snowden, you won't be upset, right?
I
had to ask first, because you certainly have the credentials, you have the knowledge, you have the information, you have the drive, and a lot of doctors don't have that. So thank you, Dr. Snowden. My pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that, and then, you know, it's all good until, you know, AJ's 38, I'm 37, and it only means everything if we can all make it to where you are at a beautiful age and be able to tell people be able to tell you that you still look good, and that's the goal.
Thank you, but I just want you to know there's always time. We don't waste time, we choose how to spend it, but it's impossible to waste it.
That's impossible. That's a wonderful. That's a wonderful statement.
So God bless you all. Thank you so much for this call. They get better and better.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you too.
Wonderful. So guys, coming up on 8:30. I think we had a power pack call. Had a lot of people on tonight. The call is growing every week. You know, if there's some information on here that, again, somebody didn't hear, that needed to hear it, you can invite them to the call next week. We're here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Or you can call me. And if you want a copy of the recording, you can call me. My phone number is 919-599-0916. And again, my name is Donald Snowden, and we're here to help. If you have issues you want to talk through, things you want to talk about, questions you have, we will get it done. We will jump in the foxhole with you and get you back to where you need to be, and we won't stop until you will. So if you don't stop, we won't. But I appreciate everybody joining us today, and I so look forward to seeing everyone back here next week for another episode of Health Talk. And if you need me in between the week, feel free to give me a call. I love you guys. I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.